Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. Tonight, being Friday night.
It is.
Friday night. This is the first time we've done one on Friday night for a fucking long time.
Oh, hasn't it, what, Barney?
It feels fucking how good it feels like a Friday. It's got Friday night vibes.
Friday night is, Friday is the best day of the week, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It is.
So welcome, Barney.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good. It's
your head's still spinning, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a little bit spinning. We've got a bit going on in the background. It's been good.
We'll let you guys hear about that later on in the fucking week.
But I think so. We've got some big news coming up.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting news. So I'm stoked. Are you stoked?
Oh, fuck, mate. I can't even think.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've got a bit going on.
It's too much. He shouldn't have fucking dropped that on straight away, should he?
Welcome to the Lads Podcast, lifestyle adventure and daily cracking stories. This is who we are. You got the stiff man, you got the Barney. So welcome again to episode 25, dude. Big number.
25, and let's have a beer to fucking celebrate that.
Oh, yeah, I don't
want to. Been Friday.
Friday night.
Right out, let's do it.
Yeah, it's not like we haven't had a beer yet, or should we tell them we have? We actually have, haven't we? But off air, yeah, yeah, come on, hurry up. Get that fridge open, will you? Oh, I like this. Look at this can. It's an awesome colour too.
Green is nice, mate. Hmm. We've got a Stone and Wood. It's a Hinterland Hazy Pale Ale, 5.2%. It's
Byron Bay, Australia.
Yeah. Byron Bay, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what it says. Yeah, Byron Bay.
Right out. Let's do a bit of on this fucking thing here.
Yeah,
inspired by Australians, hop farmers, we present Hinterland Hazy. A juicy and vibrant pale ale brewed with three different Australian hops. Right here, let's
flushed with the tropical fruit aromas and flavours, it's low on bitterness with a golden haze of full body finish. Yeah.
Let's have a crack off.
Righto, let me crack off. This one's a bit hard to get to, actually. Oh, yes. There we go. Yep, good start. Good crack. And solid ending. Love it, mate.
Oh, righto. It definitely smells fruity.
Yeah, well.
It's got fruity overtones.
Let's have a go.
Fruity overtones.
Mm. Yeah, mate, that's great. That's a fantastic Stone and Wood. That's a hazy pale ale. Guys, and lads and ladettes, get down to the big liquor barn. Now, we've got a Star Liquor here in Bowie.
Yep.
Or get to Uncle Dan's and get your laughing gear around that Stone and Wood Hinter Hazy Pale. Because that's a good drop.
Yeah, it's very, very hoppy. Mm. Very, very beer tasting.
And like cold. It. I'm glad.
Yeah, cold.
Hey, your mate, fridge.
There is one thing in life. There is fucking, I'll stand by it. I will not drink a hot beer.
No.
Life is way too short to be drinking hot beer.
Can you ever taste when beer's been hot and then cold again? Mm. When they, I call it a green beer.
Green beer.
Green beer. Yeah. You too?
Yeah.
Can you taste it immediately?
I can actually feel it before I actually crack it.
Oh, that's a talent.
Yeah, no, so the actual can will actually go a little bit soft.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's actually
okay, it's a stubby, like, it gets stubby, that manky.
It's got that manky taste
about it. Like you crack it and you're like, it's, and it doesn't matter what brand it is, it gets that fucking, it's been hot. Yeah. Corona was bad for it. I don't know if it was just the brand, like as in, but it's just when it gets fucking, if it gets hot and goes back in the fridge, or, you know, if you're at the local bowls club and they turn, you know, back in the day, they used to turn the fridges off at nighttime. Who fucking does? Yeah.
Oh, you know? Fuck, I'm off them. I'm off them. I'm not going back there.
Who the fuck turns fridges off at nighttime? Fucking hell. Anyway, mate, well, anyway, let's get into it. What's been cracking for you?
Mate, this week has been just fucking busy.
It has been, isn't it?
Been busy. Been back out the Gatton, building the fucking prison out there. So for all you bad cunts, fucking...
Yeah, got a place
for them. Fucking send in an email or something, if you can get your hands on a phone, I'll tell you where I've planted all the shivs.
So is that a thing that's easily done, as in, you know, hiding these contrabands in a concrete cell?
Nah, I've never done it. That's it's just a joke. So.
I know, but...
Oh, mate, no, this thing's fucking Supermax.
It's like a super jar.
Oh, I don't think it's Supermax or anything like that. She's fucking, if you think you're going to get out, I don't fucking... She's got some fucking measures in there to fucking make sure you're...
There's only two ways out of that jail, doing the time or in a body bag.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, because you're not getting out.
Yeah. As long as I'm not there in another 12 months' time, I'll be fucking happy.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking way too pretty
mate,
to be in
jail. Is the last day of winter. Actually, tomorrow is, but it's Friday night, and fuck me. We've said this a few times on the last few potties about how crazy the weather is, but it has been a bit crazy, eh?
Oh, it's fucking nuts.
This weekend, we're looking at 36 degrees. How good's that?
Oh, and I'm going to fucking Doom and Races tomorrow.
Yes, you fucking are.
How hot's that going to be?
Hey, hydrate.
Hot.
Just hydrate. And I'm not talking about water.
I'll be hydrating. So shout out for my mate Wayno. Fuck, it's his 50th birthday. So
plenty of betting going on.
Mate, there's lots of tables, lots of good blokes. And
You're dressing up for it?
Yeah, we're all wearing Hawaiian shirts and that. Yeah. So it's fucking, we're on.
Yeah, right. So is this a boys thing or is it couples?
No, just boys.
Oh, yeah. So lad's trip to Doomben.
She's going
to
be a big one.
Oh, nice.
Big one. So, mate, what about you, mate? What's your week fucking brought?
Oh, it's been a hectic week. Simply because I've got a bit going on with going away to Don River. Of course, this podcast comes out on Monday, so I leave to go to Don River on the Wednesday. So in 2 days' time, when you listen to this, so there's a lot of bit going on with getting bikes ready. It's been crazy.
Are you doing anything with the buggy, or is it Justin's taking over all that?
So Justin and Levi's getting back in the car for Don River.
Yep.
Because I want to race back on the bike. With my son Kai, it's his first national meet.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing the bikes. And actually, you know what?
How exciting is that going to be, racing against your son?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and not just, he's not in the same class because you're in the old farts class, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. We're all different classes, but doesn't mean we don't race each other and we get bragging rights. Yeah. So if I win, you know, I get the bragging rights the next 12 months. If he wins, I'm going to hear it. Fuck.
You are going to hear
and
it.
And I'm not just going to hear it from him. Everyone's going to be fucking...
I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
Big time.
So we'll put a bit up about that, you know, next week when it comes around, the Don River, and I'll probably put some posts up on social media. Might even do some sneaky interviews with some of the races.
Yeah.
But Justin, actually talking about Justin, he was out doing some belt runnings today. And he's actually put...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bit of Starlink on the top of the buggy. Now, this is something that I didn't think was going to happen so soon. I thought it was going to be next year.
I thought maybe for the Fink or something like that.
The man is a magician. He makes shit happen.
He does, doesn't he?
So this is a shout out to everyone listening. What Justin's going to be doing is putting Starlink on the roof, hooking up to the GoPros. So if you guys want to watch the race, they've got it live streamed. Yes, the Bowen, the Burdekin River, they do their own live streaming. But what we're going to do is live stream the buggy. As in, if you want to come racing with car 627 with Justin and Levi, well, hang the fuck on, because you can be in the car with them. The GoPros, they've got 5 GoPros on the car. I don't know what the... the view is going to look like, if it's going to be one GoPro or if it's going to like recirculate through the cameras. But you're going to be racing with Justin and Levi.
Fuck yeah, I'm excited. I was really disappointed I couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
But this is going to be the next best thing.
So I'm going to give a shout out to everyone listening. I need a big favour. Justin needs more subscribers to his channel because you can't live stream unless you've got a certain amount of followers or subscribers, I should say.
Yeah.
So for everybody listening, go onto your YouTube and his account is the at symbol. So the at symbol, crew627. That's the YouTube channel. Go onto that channel, at crew627, and just hit the subscribe button. That's going to give him a massive favour by then being able to live stream the event next weekend out of his car.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
Fucking awesome.
It's going to be fucking amazing. Yep. So you'll be able to watch him race the buggy and
will we have audio or not?
That's
a mic-y
thing. We're sort of working through this as we go. Yep. This is all new. Like,
maybe we're stumbling through.
Yeah.
Like
we're putting the GoPros on the car before. We've always done that. Everyone's done that. But this is the next stage where you can be sitting at home making breakfast or having lunch, open your phone up and be in the car with Justin as a live race. Like, that's fucking sick.
I'm going to give you a little challenge.
What's the challenge?
What I want you to do is I've got some stickers made up, some lad stickers.
Oh, yes.
Can you try to get one?
I will.
Next to the fucking dashboard.
Yeah, so I'll have the lad sticker so that you can see the lad sticker.
Yeah.
Do it. Not just in one of the view, maybe a couple of views.
Oh, 100%.
Well.
Yeah, definitely. There's five, mate. So I want there's five cameras. On there, so
well, there's a few stickers. External cameras. But anyway, shout out to JR. You've done an amazing job with the buggy, getting it turned around since Gundawindi was the last race.
Yep.
Getting it turned around for the Don River Dash. And please help JR get his subscribers up so he can live stream that channel.
Yeah.
So
Costs
nothing. All you gotta do is go on and press subscribe.
And all you get is fucking good footage.
Exactly. So
I've never been to the Don, so
You'll be able really to watch it on your mobile phone. So. Yeah.
I'd love nothing more to fucking see the buggy go past fucking Steve.
Well, we don't race together. The cars and the bikes don't race together.
That's boring.
No, it's not. It's called
boring.
Safety.
Boring.
Imagine running over me. I wouldn't be able to come back to this. So,
at
crew627 on YouTube. Subscribe to that channel. That'd be amazing. Thank you very much. Had to get that one in.
Done.
Father's Day was yesterday. Obviously, it's Friday night, but this comes out Monday. So, I'm just going to say Father's Day was yesterday. Happy Father's Day, Barney.
Cheers, mate.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day to you too.
Big shout out to my dad, Greg, or Uncle Arthur, or Coity. He goes by a number of names, this old fella. So happy Father's Day, Coity. Happy Father's Day, Uncle Arthur. Yep. Happy Father's Day, Greggy. Same dude. Yep.
Happy Father's Day, my old man. You grumpy old cunt.
Well done.
Yeah. We used to call him Jimmy Jam Tin, so yeah. Happy Father's Day.
So, happy Father's Day to all you lads out there that have got little feral spirits or whatever you want to call them, run around, or kitties. Or
so, what are you doing? What's Sunday bring for you?
This
for
Sunday? Actually,
what
I think,
are you doing for
I think
Father's Day?
I'm going to go out for brekkie.
Yep.
And, probably just smash some Avo and have a milkshake or something.
Yep.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, we're going to My High Tavern in Ipswich.
Oh, what did Slick Mick call it the other day?
The Ditch Witch. The Ditch Witch or fucking, yeah.
Oh, and how good was that episode with Slick Mick?
Fucking
dude,
how good.
That was so good. A big shout out to you, Slick Mick. Thanks for coming on again.
Bloke, eh?
That was
fucking
good.
Doing things like fucking the adversities that he's fucking, he's moved on and
definitely.
He's doing shit.
Yeah, if you haven't heard our previous episode, go check it out. It's called the Slick Mick episode. So, yeah. Go check that out as well.
Champion.
So, your Father's Day. Mate, yeah, happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
Mm.
Hope your day was as good as it could be. And, maybe had a beer.
And there'd be a lot of fathers out there actually struggling with, like, separations and kids sort of dispersed and that. So, fucking chin up, boys, and
Definitely.
Keep on doing it. So.
Yep, there's probably going to be some fathers out there that are even working, away working. Yep. Like my brother Jeff, he's out on that gas rig.
Yep.
He's not home for Father's Day, and there'll be thousands of fathers just like that.
Yep.
Big shout out to you guys for keeping the country running. Truck drivers, all of that. All the guys that are
can't
out.
Can't always make it home.
Hitting the ground running or, doing all that hard work. Happy Father's Day to you guys as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone's thinking of you as well. I got called out the other day too. You remember how a couple of episodes ago I was talking about the Americans? And I couldn't get it in my head what we called, like, Australians or Aussies.
Yankees.
Yankees. You were right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was backflipping.
Can you say that again?
You were right.
Once more.
You were right.
Thank you. Fuck, it doesn't happen very often.
But I, for some reason, fucking was doing backflips. I listened back to the potty. I did say Yankees. But then I started going, hang on, no, that's New York Yankees. And I got myself twisted up with that's just New York.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's the whole fucking country. So now I've got it. I was calling them the Americans. Like, of course you call them Americans, but you call them Yankees. Yeah. They are Yankees. Yeah. So anyway, shout out to Ross. Yeah, you got you called me out on that one anyway. They are Yankees.
Well, let's give Ross something too. So how are the Parramatta Eels going?
Oh, yeah.
Ross is a fucking one-eyed fucking Parra supporter. And so am I, Ross. So
yes.
Fucking cheers to you.
Yeah.
We're doing time.
Well, shout out to Nigel, a guy I used to work with. He's a massive Parra fan as well. So if you're hearing this, Nigel, shout out to you as well.
Yep.
So yeah, Ross, he got me. So the internal trophy. Right. So next weekend's race at Don River. I said on another podcast that there was the whole crew of us entered in the bike category.
Yep.
Dickhead me was looking at fucking last year's entry list, wasn't I?
Oh, so there's
extras. So no, some people aren't racing. So the internal trophy is just our internal team, and it's about 10 people, right? Well, the field has been shortened to 4 people. There's only 4 of us racing this year.
Right, so who's racing?
So the internal trophy is now in my grabs.
Oh, so should we run a book?
Should we run a betting?
A book, yeah. Fucking, let's call it the lad book.
So,
I like it, actually.
There's only myself and Kai
racing
in our internal team. And Toto, which we're going to get Toto on one day because he did that sort of around Australia trip on the bike.
I was actually on Instagram with him. So
And his young fella, Todd. Oh, sorry. Fuck, he's young.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fella Zeppy.
Yep.
The 4 of us are racing. So there's a few that have pulled out. Or not pulled out, didn't sign up. So, yeah, there's only me, Kai, Todd, and Zepp. And there's one
what
trophy.
What sort of odds, like, if you're a fucking betting agent?
Straight up. 25%.
That's something you fucking thought about straight away. And it's,
got a 1 in 4 chance there, Buzz.
So how's Kai going? Is he, how's his nerves?
So he's good. I think he's getting a little bit, like, you know, because his bike's done. His bike is finished. So it's ready to go.
Yep.
Now that that's done, the pressure's off his bike getting done. So it's all about the mental game now for him. But we're going up a couple of days early to do a couple of practice laps to because he hasn't done a lot of sand racing.
That's
or sand
that was
going to
be my next question.
So, you know, anyone can ride a bike, right? Yep. But this is in the Don River and it's a dry river. There's no water in it except for down the end there's a few puddles. But in the wet season, that thing runs a torrent. But it is all sand riding. So, you know, riding sand, there's a bit of a different knack about it. And one thing it helps you is speed. The faster you go, the easier it is. So one year I was up there, I broke some ribs. And I was having a hard time trying to hang on. And this was going back about 4 years ago. And I was having a hard time hanging on, so I slowed down. And as you slow down, it just becomes harder.
Yep.
So you need to get that speed up. You need to be on top of the sand. And it's a different sand to like beach sand. This is more coarser, decomposed sort of gravel, sand, rock, you know. So it's actually a coarser material. So the bike doesn't want to sit up on top like Fraser Island sand. You can do about 60K an hour on Fraser and you sit up on top of the sand.
Yeah, when it's wet. Yeah.
Like, no, even when it's dry.
Yep.
So, but in the Don River, you're still not really up on top. You're sort of still pushing the sand. So there's a few tricks there. But we're going up a couple of days early. He's going to do a couple of laps just to get into the game a little bit, just to settle his nerves down. But I tell you what, he's never been on a start line before. He's never done the He's never done a he's never been around this many
bikes.
Fuck,
you really are throwing him into the deep end.
Him in the deep end, definitely.
Yeah,
so
he's got it. He's got the mongrel.
Yeah,
he'll be fine.
A little bit worried as a parent, like But hey, I'm there with him, as in not beside him or holding his hand, but I'll be on the same racetrack as him. Yep. It's a 50-kilometer lap, and we do it 3 times on Saturday, and then same on Sunday. It's a 50-kilometer lap. We do it 3 times, so it's 150 k's each day. That's 300 kilometers. So it's soft sand. It's brutal, and plus the buggies and the trucks that go on it first, they destroy the track.
Yeah.
So it's like it's not just riding on a nice flat surface. It is absolutely whooped out and fucked. From the bike, from the truck. So when he goes out and does pre-running on Wednesday, on the Thursday, it's going to be completely different come race day.
Yeah.
The track will be completely changed. So, anyway, so the internal trophy is up for grabs. Me and Toto, I'm coming for you, because I think this is the only year that I'm going to have a chance.
So what's Toto riding?
Same bike. It's a Yamaha WR450.
Because he went around Australia on a pumpkin, didn't he?
Yeah, KTM 990.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah, 990.
So same bike, have you done anything to it or you serviced it or
his WR
fixed? Yeah.
No. Yeah, I did but
fucking, I'm just trying to find out where I'm gonna bet. So it's gonna be a wet track or fucking
I don't know.
Steve's
anyway,
fixed his bike track.
I'm hoping to rule the two boys out, Zeppi and Kai. I'm hoping I'm gonna be in front of them. I really hope for this year. Jeez, you're not giving me any confidence.
I'm not, mate. I'm here. This is what I'm here. Like you
I think in my head it's against me and Toto. So I'm coming for you, Todd.
Fucking stay tuned, listeners.
Fucking coming for you.
Fucking tell you what. There's going to be a bit of fucking lip going on here.
I mean, this is going to drop Monday. We're still going to do an episode, hopefully, to drop Thursday next week, which is the date, you know, before the weekend. So anyway, I'm coming for you, Toto. Right, so that's a bit about Don River. That's coming up next weekend. I wanted to bring that up because I want to get the subscribers on JR's channel so that realistically, you guys, it's all for you guys too. You can log in and watch this amazing race from his car.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. What else have you got, mate, before we get into anything?
Just like I say, I'm fucking working and shit. It was a funny story. It was actually today. So in the smoko room with fucking 30-odd blokes.
With 30-odd blokes.
30-odd blokes.
Fuck, there'd be some yarns going in there.
This used to be our smoker room out of Gatton, so all of our crew, we had the whole lot. But as we sort of dropped off, all the cranes and that are sort of all gone and shit. So so now they started bringing other people in there, and it sort of, you walk in there and young fella fucking walked over to the microwave.
Yeah.
Obviously, his mum's made him his fucking lunch in the alfoil.
Oh.
He just chucked the fucking thing straight.
No. The whole alpha oil.
And he was fucking unapologetic. Like, he's just over fucking... He's just chucked it in and... It was like one of those lightning ball things, you know, where you put your hand over and the fucking lightning sort of... You direct where the lightning goes.
Yeah.
And this is fucking flashes going off and shit. And sparks and everything going off. And he's just fucking... Oh, yeah, I only put it in there for 2 minutes.
Did it stay in there the whole 2 minutes?
Oh, mate. And then the whole fucking room... Just give it to this cunt. I said, who's brought this cunt? And they said, don't worry, we're sacking him after this. So.
How old was the young fella? Like,
He was young. Probably he would have been 18, 19.
Oh, he should have an idea.
Very manscaped. No, mummy made lunch. Oh. Mum made lunch. And but all the boys took the piss out of him. That was even better. Like, it was just good fun.
Yeah, good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have that fun in the workplace because it makes the day a bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever put fucking alfoil back in the in the microwave after that. So
when you learn the hard way like that, you're not
going
to do
it. Yeah, he's going, like, fucking what's wrong? I said, mate, you press play again. So you fucking watch this show. And there was about fucking five other blokes said, you press play, we're out.
Yeah.
But it was just the old blokes taking the piss out of the young fellas.
So has there been any nicknames come of that now? Bright Spark?
We're going to have to call him Brightspark after that. So. But I don't think he was.
No, that's what I mean. Like, not so Brightspark.
A few fucking nicknames for the boys at fucking work and shit like that. So
yeah, you'll
like
have
the
to
one I remember, it was one bloke at work and they called him Two Stroke. Always smoking.
Yeah.
Hard to get started.
Yeah.
And that stuck like shit, eh? Yeah. Fucking, they're great. The old work nicknames, sir. Oh. You'd have a few, wouldn't you?
With the boys?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. My head's trying to think of... like, everyone's got a nickname, yeah. I'm just trying to think of people that... Anyway, my head's a bit fucking blown up at the moment because of that news we had at the start of the show.
Yeah. No, Stiffy's not here, man.
Yeah, I am a little bit. Mate,
Stiffy's not here, man.
So, hey, how's the grass fires at the moment?
How's the fucking sunset with the grass fires?
I know. Doesn't fucking it turn it up?
How good is that?
So. At about 5:30 this afternoon, when we rocked up here at the studio, just driving in and looking out, just like, fucking,
yeah. I actually wanted to stop and take a photo.
How good's
life?
The
only problem was a heap of houses in there, and I didn't want to sort of fucking look like I'm a creep or anything like that and take photos. But yeah, it was, whole Boona and Bow Desert is pretty much on fire, so.
There's a couple of
nothing major,
but it just adds that it was a gratitude moment for me this afternoon when I saw that sunset. I just went, how good is life?
The sunset's actually been really good lately the last couple of weeks. So.
Yep, coming out of the wintry sort of, I mean, winter. There's always some nice sunsets in winter too, but it was just one of those moments I had this afternoon where I just took a moment for myself, I looked at the sunset, and just went, yep. That's fucking good.
Took
and
5 minutes for yourself.
I did. And that was before we heard about the big news that we just can't talk about.
Yeah.
But it was just, I had a gratitude moment this afternoon and it just seems like things are lining up. Like, it's just fantastic. Yeah. I'm really enjoying life at the moment.
It's called manifesting.
That's it.
Manifesting. You actually put shit out there and it will actually happen. And I think that's wholly and solely the whole manifesting thing is, if you think about something all the time, you're actually making small steps to make this little thing work.
Correct. It
and
is.
That's exactly what we've done. Like, we do this for fun.
Yes.
And this is, the news. Yeah, we'll drop it next week.
Oh, it'll be it might after, not be. It'll be, it'll it be might
after,
be a couple
it'll
of weeks.
It'll be after the Don.
Yeah, it might be a couple of weeks away.
We'll drop that.
But yeah, you're right. Like, anyone's.
You got to put it forward.
What advice do we give our listeners? Like, if I turn the clock back 12 months ago, mate, I was in a fucking rut, right? 12 months ago, I was in really deep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to go too much into it, but fuck me. It doesn't take much to turn your life around. It just takes you to do something about that. It's your own choice. But that manifesting, it's like, right, I have visions, I have goals, I have things I want to work towards and things like that. But fuck me, how amazing it is right now to that.
These things like, to be happening, yeah.
It just seems to be
how good
happening for a reason. Yeah. And it's not happening because we're sitting around doing nothing. No. It's happening because we're putting things into play and doing things about it to make this happen.
And I remember that first fucking thing that we actually spoke about, like that New Year's party.
3 years, 4 years ago? Three years, whatever it is.
Yeah, like fucking sitting there going... Right out. Like, we were both fucking proper leaked.
Oh, yeah.
And we had great ideas and fucking, to drop off and then it sparked up again. And fucking here we are now. Look at all this fucking shit.
I know.
Shit,
so, shit I guess the advice out there for anyone doing it hard.
Give it
right
a crack.
Now, you've got nothing to lose. Yeah. Because for me, 12 months ago, I had nothing to lose.
And if I died tomorrow, I'm not going to fucking go, oh, I should have tried that.
Yep. Should have, could have, didn't. You don't want to get to when you're 80 and go, fucking, imagine if I did that.
Yeah.
Or give it a crack. Imagine if I did that. I didn't do it. Why didn't I do it?
So that's why the windscreen's bigger than the rear vision mirror.
You've got
to look forward.
Yeah, correct. And just give it a crack. You know, like, and that's what we've done. We've just done little things at a time. Yeah. We've done baby steps and we've just made.
You know what we have done? Is we've cracked a lot of tins.
So how fucking good is cracking tins?
I was looking over here before at all the tins we've actually cracked. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, Matt, I want to congratulate you on 25 shows. And I'm patting myself on the back as well because we're here, we've done it. And, mate, I can't wait till we get to 50. Yeah. I can't wait till we get to 75. Yeah. I can't wait till we hit the big triple figures, the big 100.
So, we should do something every 10 episodes, something a little bit special.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's
we could have a drink. Oh, that's every episode, sorry.
Mate, yeah, so at the moment, I think I got off track there, but the fires at the moment that are happening around the place just add that fucking beautiful sunset. But we need the fires because, that's what makes the world turn around a little bit.
I know it's going to be hard for you this week, Stiffy, but what can fuck off in your life?
Oh, shit, that is a... Okay, what can fuck off?
You'd be on a buzz, mate.
I'm on a buzz.
There'd be nothing. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something.
Okay.
Fuck off, Moloff. Passwords.
Oh, yes.
Passwords can well and truly fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a fucking nightmare. We've got like an Instagram account. Stiffy does the Facebook. I've got the Instagram. Also got the TikTok. So Stiffy goes, oh, give us a password for fucking Instagram. Mm. Yeah, no worries.
No. Didn't work, did it?
Fuck, mate. It took me 2 days. So not only the password, so you get the fucking computer generated one that you get. So that's the one I always go for. That's the safest and fucking blah, blah, blah. So obviously somewhere along my fucking timeline, I've changed this fucking So and they go, right out. Forgot password.
Yep.
Send it to your Gmail account. Yep, right out. I don't remember that Gmail account. Look, that thing's fucking that old. I said, right out. So try to fucking re-spark the fucking Gmail account that I've got. Not there. Can't find it. Can't find the password for that account.
Oh, you're fucked.
So then. Yeah, it's fucking, and then it's trying to send fucking passwords out to fucking to YouTube and fucking you got to put in this code and that code. So passwords at the moment can fuck off because it's taken me 2 days to change my Instagram password to stare at the fucking Stiffy. Fuck off. Yeah. So that's my fuck off.
Oh, right. Well, I don't have one this week. I was just trying to think of something.
Stiffy's too positive at the moment.
I'm on a bit of a high at the moment.
Yep.
I don't have a fuck off, which is probably a good thing. You know, I'm not going to overthink that. I think it's a good thing. Hey, the other night I was flicking through social media. You know the comedian Ando? He's a bit of a comedian and he does that painting show.
I'm not going to. Yeah.
It's like an.
Can you say Asian?
Asian. He's like an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Yep, Ando. He's coming to Boat, is it?
Bullshit.
No, he's not.
What day?
Wednesday, October 30th.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why?
Because it's all booked out.
Fuck off.
But this is what I want to bring up is I only just seen it pop up on Wednesday night. Ando is coming to Beau Desert, heading our way with his smash hit show, The Happiest Refugee Live.
He is talented as fuck.
So it sucks that I wanted to promote it, but I sort of can't because it's all sold out.
Surely the fuck but I'm we get some tickets.
But maybe Ando will hear this. Hey, Ando.
Mm. Send us
tickets. An email. It's theladspotty@gmail.com. We'll come to your show.
Imagine getting him on.
Oh, we'll do a potty straight after.
Fuck,
fucking hell.
That'd be fucking awesome. But
we don't get too many comedians or things happening in Boat,
and he's quite a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's pretty.
A painter. He's fucking. He
does some awesome stuff.
Magical.
So shout out to anyone that is going to the Ando show.
And if you have tickets and you can't make it,
oh yeah,
let us know.
Let us know because
we're there.
We'll make it happen.
We're there.
Oh, dude. Do you remember? Yeah, fucking squirrel. No. Do you remember a few episodes I talked about over in America? The what's the date? Their special day? July the 4th. Fuck my brains. So July the 4th, they had that big car leap in Alaska. Was that like Glacier View? We talked about the cars shooting off the cliff?
Wasn't it Alaska?
Yeah, in Alaska.
Yep.
Yep, that's America. It's a state.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Isn't it?
Yep.
And I said, I want to go there one day. So shout out to Alaska. Hook me up. I'll go. Anyway, I said it was coming up on the YouTube channel about the cars coming off the cliff. Well, I went and watched it. It slipped my head. I was like, fuck, I forgot all about it. So I watched the YouTube show. It goes for about maybe 45 minutes on YouTube. The car leap. Fuck me. Guys, if you want something really cool to watch for 45 minutes, it is amazing. This year's event was huge. The crowd they got there was huge.
growing every year. Oh,
and you know what? Man, I looked at it. You know when people or stuff happens and you're like, fucking hell, I hope it continues. And normally it doesn't because of insurances or it's too dangerous or someone gets hurt. No one's going to get hurt because there's no people in the cars. However, fuck me, the front row spectators, they are getting a fucking good show. These cars, when they hit the deck on the bottom side of the cliff, they are fucking close. Like real close. Like extremely close. Imagine the
cleanup. That's all I can think of is going to clean this fucking shit up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, after the show's finished, all the spectators can come in and look at the cars and whatnot. And that's like, it's a spin out. Like, anyway, go have a look at the Alaska, the Glacier View car leap, I think is what you call it on YouTube. It's fucking amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
You've got to watch it. That pink Corvette that I talked about, yeah, it nailed it. It absolutely nailed it. There's a couple of cars where they send it off the cliff and they just stay parallel, like perfectly flat and parallel, and then land completely flat into a pancake.
And you reckon they're fucking putting weights in?
Some did.
Fucking,
yeah. Some put concrete in the back to try and balance out the engine because they just nosedive. And, yeah, they balance it out so that it just stayed flat in the air. And So, yeah, if you've got a spare 5 foot... spare 45 minutes. Go check that out on the YouTube channel and shout out to the guys over in Alaska. Hook us up. Me and Barney will fly over there for next year's July the 4th.
100%.
And we'll put a lad's fucking car in.
Well, next year, I don't think I'm even going to go to Fraser next year. I'm going to go to, I want to go to the Don River.
Oh, yes.
And I want to go to the Elite Radio.
Yes. Yes.
So I reckon I'm going to spend the next
because
next year. Up there. Up there.
Yeah, up there. Definitely. That's perfect because the Elite Rodeo was only 2 weekends ago.
Yep.
And you could stay up there and do a bit of bike riding maybe.
Oh, like ride up there.
Ride up there. So.
Yep. Oh, I got back on the bike.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Renee, Phil, fucking Denny, all the rest of them, fucking... Yeah, it fucking...
That's a big moment, eh?
It was a big moment. Because that... I can see you tearing up now, so...
The reason why he's tearing up is because if you go back to episode 2...
which I still haven't been able to listen to,
Yep. Actually, our first episode, we talked about you going away riding.
Yeah.
And that weekend, Phil actually tragically lost his life.
Yep.
So it's been 3 months, actually 3.5 months for you to get back on the bike. So this is a massive...
Took a long massive time. Thing. So I thought it was a lot more about to do with... like my timeline and sort of, I can't fucking do it. I reckon I was just pushing it back.
Yeah,
I haven't got
put it in the too hard
time.
Basket.
I haven't got time, so put I took it over basket. To BMW to get serviced and everything. So and put it in a trailer, which I never do. Yep. Fucking all the rest of it, and I went nah, doing it. I had to check with the wife a bit too. So you good?
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking lot of responsibility. So
yeah, it is.
But it wasn't even that. So it was sort of to ride to work and then. I rode into Brisbane, so the CFMU had the march in Brisbane, so I rode in there just for convenience and shit. So, and nothing bad happened. Yes, was I thinking about it?
Yep.
Yes, did I ride differently?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Of course. There's a lot going on.
So, if anything to good come out of it, maybe yes.
Yep. So, but hey, at least you did it.
I've done it.
Because if you didn't do it,
it'd be still sitting in the garage.
Sitting in there.
Fucking
correct.
Yeah,
so massive achievement there, mate, because that's epic. That is huge because it's not just, it's just for someone to say, just get back on your bike and ride. Like, it's not that easy. From that tragedy.
It was a time. Yeah, it was a timeline. Correct. So that needed to happen. So.
Yeah. It's a different environment when you go away racing and you might crash and break your arm and it's like, fuck, you got back on the bike and you got to ride. This is a total different.
Yeah.
This is totally different. Yeah. This is something different,
yeah.
And you took your time to do it, and I'm glad you've done it. I'm glad you got back on the bike.
And it was foggy as fuck.
So congratulations on that, mate. That was fantastic.
You could not even see. So as you're riding into Jimboomba, the fucking because I was leaving early, so like to ride into Jimboomba, she was just fucking
fog out.
Yeah, couldn't see the lights fucking 50 meters in front of you. So done it.
Was that Wednesday morning?
Yeah. It was Wednesday. Yeah, no, Tuesday.
Tuesday morning. Yeah, cool.
Yep.
Mate, so
I'm actually going to go do a wee wee.
Oh, well, hang on. All right.
Well, Right, eh, we're back. Well, how'd you go, mate? You emptied the fuck main brain?
I needed that.
Yeah, well, when
that,
you...
That
when
had
you,
to happen.
So you've emptied it, so that means you need to rehydrate?
Let's do it.
Right, get back in there. You know where it is. No doubt we're going back to the stone and wood. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we are. Have you seen that yet?
I found that in the fridge. Why the fuck is that in the fridge?
Yeah, I forgot all about that. We probably should bring that up.
I actually did not want to bring it up, and I went fucking right out. What's do you know what that doing? Is? Raging Bull male enhancement formula. Why is that in the fridge?
Because it's. I was going to bring that up a couple of episodes ago. I found.
Does it work?
I don't know.
Where did you find this?
So yeah, at the shop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how there's a car wash beside me?
Yep.
So occasionally you get rubbish blowing in across from there when people wash their car and vacuum it out. And that had that had blown in to the backyard.
Fucking so, likely story. Likely story.
Well, if it was mine, I would tell you. And it's not mine. But that's just how I acquired it. I'm like, I picked it up and I was like, yeah, right. So...
Well, I'm glad that's not yours because I was just going, fucking, why did you leave that in there?
So I think it's a lubricant. it's male enhancement formula. So this is not an ad or a sponsorship, but shout out to the Raging Bull for men. Bigger, better, stronger. Male enhancement formula. A few things on the back there. There's 2, 4, 6 benefits. The first benefit of this is penile strength.
Strength.
So it makes her heart. It makes him fucking right up. Penile size makes him bigger. Increase the blood flow. Now, I guess if you're having heart problems, probably not a...
No, they don't get that.
Yeah, yeah. Increased libido and desire. Stronger erections and stronger orgasms. So this is not an ad, but shout out to the Raging Bull for men.
So you found that and then chucked it in the fridge.
It's Australian made
so
too.
So I find it.
From the here we go, Australian made.
From the glasses.
Their slogan says.
Slogan.
I can't even read that. From the finest and imported sexiest ingredients. Okay. You want me to try your goggles on?
Do my goggles.
Hang on, I'll put these goggles on. They won't work in the headphones. I don't want to break them. No.
You're right. Look at the bottom.
Your
look
eyes.
Look down the bottom. The bifocals.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh. Old people's glasses.
Yeah, applied? Oh, yeah. Dude.
You could only be seen.
You're setting me up for
at.
Disaster here, eh? That is blurry as fuck. Oh, here we go. Now I can sort of see it. Apply twice daily, preferably. Morning
and
night.
So when do you apply it?
Onto the entire penis and testicles and massage thoroughly. you should feel increased blood flow straight away. And the benefits will continue to increase with the use of optimal results should be noticed in about 7 to 10 days.
It's going to take 7 to 10 days?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
And it's, yeah,
actually,
like I said.
There's a barcode on the side of it.
A QR code?
Maybe there's
instructions, like visual instructions. Made in Australia from the finest and imported sexiest ingredients. Yeah, yeah, right. So anyway, that's a bit of... Like realistically, like it's Father's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, if you're hearing this. I've got to take these goggles off. Fuck me.
You do look smarter.
They probably make me look fucking 84.
You actually look smarter.
Well, it doesn't put any intelligence into me, that's for sure. So anyway, shout out to the Raging Bull.
That I found in the fridge.
He was in the fridge. Normally you have Red Bull in the fridge.
Yeah.
No, we had the Raging Bull.
Right, yeah. Let's crack these fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Am I going first?
You go first. You're always first.
Yeah, I like that crack. That was a good crack. Solid.
Solid crack.
And what do you rate that one out of 10?
I rate that as probably a 7.
Yeah, I was going to say 8. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I do rate these stone and woods. I've actually never had a stone and wood, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you, mate. I like it too. I'm going to put the little logo out front so if the camera catches it, we're good. What were we even talking about before the piss break?
Can you even don't know. Can you even remember?
Press rewind and we'll find out.
Oh well. Anyway, it's gone now. I'm guessing we're moving on then. I got it. You know. Okay. Capsicums.
I like them.
Yeah. What? How many species of capsicums are there?
73.
Or how many colours of capsicums are there?
Oh, there's yellow. There's a green. There's red.
Yep. Now, are they all different capsicums? Or are they the same thing? Because this was what fucked me over.
This is a good question. Why? Why are they different colours? Do they taste the same?
Here we go. I've got answers. Because, you know, when you walk into Woolworths, the fucking thing about it, though, you walk into Woolworths, they're all the same size, but they're different colours. So I'm like, now, maybe I'm just fucking dumb, but I thought there was three different kind of species. You got green, yellow, and red. But hey, nah. Capsicums always start off green, turn yellow, then orange, and finally red. Each stage of ripeness holds a different flavours and uses in the kitchen. Green capsicums are the most bitter of the four colours, with yellow being the close second. So both are best used in stir fries or similar savoury recipes. But there's just a bit of hot tip about capsicums, because I actually thought they were all different. As in, like...
So all you're doing is buying them in a different fucking cycle of their life.
Correct. Did you actually know that?
No. Are they the same price?
I don't know.
Research next week.
Yeah. But that was a bit of Woolworths fuckery for me, when you're thinking about buying a capsicum. You know, I'm not a big chef or a big cookery. Mm. But yeah, there you go. Shout out to capsicums.
What were you making with capsicums?
We were making tacos. We actually had Taco Tuesday. Do you have Taco Tuesday?
No, we don't. So my kids eat tacos and shit like that. So obviously Holly eats fucking nothing of what we eat. So she loves the tacos. So.
Oh yeah, she'll get into taco work. So,
do you like nachos?
Oh, dude,
you do.
Fuck yeah!
I'm gonna take that as a yes.
How do you do your nachos?
I actually got a. What do you call cheese? That's not your cheese.
I don't know.
Nacho cheese.
So, how do you do your? I mean, there's probably a different. How do you do your nachos?
Nat, can you make me nachos?
Oh, because I saw a good one the other day. Oh, fuck, I'm trying to get my... Anyway, so the normal way, just get, you know, packet of Doritos. Yeah? Packet of Doritos?
Yep.
And something like...
Like a salsa?
Yeah. Salsa over it. And then just simply throw some cheese over it. Nuka wave it. With no alfoil on it, of course.
Mm.
And just melt the cheese away and smash it. Beautiful.
How simple.
Very simple. Like the go-to. And everyone's got those ingredients.
What is your go-to meal, though? So if you're going to sort of, once a week, you're cooking this one meal.
The nacho. Are you talking about the Nacho Tuesdays? So or
anything else other than nachos. What's another one?
Okay. So
mine's a spag bowl or a chili con carne.
Yeah, spag bowl or meat and three veg.
Mm.
Just like a steak. And then do like corn, a broccoli, carrot, whatever. Sketty bog. Fuck, I'd do a good sketty bog.
Oh, I reckon my sketty bog's better than yours.
We're going to have a sketty off.
Yeah,
fucking or a bog off.
Yeah, bog off.
Bog off? Sketty bog off.
Yeah.
I reckon my bog off would be better. No, seriously.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, what about a camp oven?
So,
I'd fucking own you on a camp oven.
You probably would. Yeah, probably would. I actually haven't dabbled too much into camp ovens.
Yeah. Actually, that'd be fucking mint to do a podcast around... A campfire while you're cooking fucking...
While you're smashing beers and...
Smashing beers, and looking at your fire, fucking doing a bit of a roast.
It'd be awesome.
That's the best thing about camp ovens. You fucking put it in, set and forget.
Do you use sugar in your sketty bog?
No.
Oh, I've got you.
I use coffee.
I've got... Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh, fuck. Mm. I don't do coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway...
It takes the bitterness away.
The bitterness. Mm. Righto. Well, we'll have to have a bog off.
Right out. Done.
Right. Have you got anything else yet?
Mate, let me look at my phone.
Okay. No, well, I was doing a bit of shit the other day with an engine, right? And Kai was in the shop and he was talking about, I wonder what the biggest engine is in the world. And that got me thinking.
Have to be on a boat or something, wouldn't it?
It is. It is actually. The world's biggest engine
that runs on diesel is a two-stroke diesel. I'm going to give you some stats. It's called a Wärtsilä RTA96-C. This thing is fucking huge, man. And it does go in your big ship, your big container ships. So those, you think about the biggest container ship you've ever seen, this is the engine that goes inside it.
Just the one? Because they normally run many?
They normally run two, so that if there's...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
One down, they can still run. And if they've got to do maintenance or... Yep. And I actually watched the YouTube thing on it. They can even do pretty much piston repairs or piston replacements, sleeve replacements on the ship while it's going. It's fucking nuts. They can't do a crankshaft because I'll tell you why, because the fucking thing weighs huge. Anyway.
Right. So give me some stats.
The two-stroke turbocharged low-speed diesel engine designed by a Finnish manufacturer, Wärtsilä. It's designed for large container ships that run on heavy fuel oil. So what, like what Jeff was saying on his podcast about the heavy fuel oil. It's the largest 14-cylinder version. It's 13.5 meters high. So it is a four stories high. Of like you think of a high rise, it's four fucking stories.
So if you're up there fucking changing this bloody, the fuel injecting lines and fell off, you'd die.
Correct.
Yep.
It is 26.5 meters long. 26 meters long, right? Weighs over 2,300 tons and produces 80 megawatts of power. The engine is the largest reciprocating engine in the world. All right, so it is a two-stroke, straight 14-cylinder bore. So the size of the bore, so this is the size of the hole that the piston lives in, is 96 centimeters. Almost a meter round. It's fucking huge.
That's a big ball.
The piston stroke, so that's how much the piston moves up and down. Is 2.5 meters up and down. Maximum RPM. Now, you think about your car. I was looking at my car today. When I was driving my car at 100 kilometers an hour, just cruising, it was sitting on 1,500 RPM.
Yep.
Right? The maximum RPM, and my car red lines at about 5.5-6 grand, right? The max engine speed this thing is a 120 RPM. So it is only turning over 100.
It's just clocking. And for two strokes.
So that's two strokes per second. It's obviously 60 seconds. So it's doing 120 RPM, so per minute. So it's only going up and down twice a second. So it's very low speed, okay? To give you some of the outputs of it as well, some of the horsepower.
See, that's the thing that does my head in, though. Like, two-stroke to me is high revving.
Yeah. No, think of
so
this.
Explain to me. Explain to me and listeners the difference between a two-stroke and a four-stroke engine.
Okay, so a two-stroke has two strokes per cycle. So from when it introduces fuel and air into the cylinder, it only does two strokes to get the next lot of fuel and air into it. Where a four-stroke has four strokes per cycle. So every time with a four-stroke, when it's introducing new fuel and air, it's doing four cycles, as in up, down four times, as in, right? Where two-stroke only does two cycles, so it's half.
And that's normally why they're high revving.
Yeah, correct.
And this thing's
only the sheer fucking size.
So she's just fucking walking.
Yep. The speed of the piston going up and down is 8.5 meters per second. Is how fast it's actually traveling. So because of the stroke, how far it's going. So every second that piston's traveling 8.5 seconds, which doesn't sound like much.
Nah.
But it's the sheer size of this fucking thing. Now, you're thinking, okay, so it's a two-stroke, it's a diesel, and it's low RPM. The horsepower, though, that this thing creates at 120 RPM is, I'm trying to get there, 107,390 brake horsepower.
That's a lot.
Fuck me.
That's, yeah.
No wonder it's pushing or, you know, these huge container
and
ships.
And then we should dive into the fucking gearboxes on that thing. Imagine what that would take.
That's a whole nother. Yeah,
that's
so
another.
The weight of a piston, one piston, 5.5 ton for the piston. The piston height, now we talked about before the stroke, but the actual height of the piston is 6 meters high. The crankshaft weight, just the weight of just the crankshaft, is 300 ton.
300 ton
is the crankshaft.
Imagine pulling that out. That's
it's fucking mind-boggling, the size of this thing. It's turbocharged. It's just fucking nuts. So you think about all these big container ships getting around. They've all got big power plants in them.
And a couple of them.
And they these have been started in production from 2006 is when these engines started, and to present day. So they actually still make them right now, of course. So it's just mind-boggling, some of the stats on an engine that size, that it is that big, but yet it turns over so slow, but creates so much fucking horsepower. Yep.
I think the thing that I can't get my head around is it's a two-stroke and it's moving so slow.
Yes, it is just ticking over.
Let's crank this fucking thing up.
It'd be awesome to see, as in like watching it tick over.
Yeah,
But the sheer size of that.
The piston's a fucking meter. Like that's huge.
Yeah, and the 5 ton.
Yep.
So you imagine 5 ton going up and down twice.
Alone, yeah.
Twice so in 1 second.
Fucking all that. What was it? 100 and what? How many brake horsepower?
107,000 brake horsepower.
You'd need fucking 50 of that just to move the piston, just mate, to turn the crank.
There's a bit going on there, eh? So that's the biggest two-stroke diesel engine in the world in those container ships. I might bring some of those stats in another podcast about the biggest, like, I know, jet engine or the biggest rocket engine and things like that and the size of them.
Let's call this segment Fun Facts with Stiffy.
Yeah, a bit of fun facts.
Fun facts.
I'm a bit of a rev head, and there's probably a bit of a lot of listeners.
I've learned something today because I always thought fucking two strokes were straight into
like
it.
Like your Victor fucking push mower back in the day. Yeah, did you ever have a Victor push mower?
No.
Like the old two-strokey?
No.
Just screaming?
The old man had a Rover.
Yep.
And it was a live drive, so you'd fucking just hold it flat back, and if you fucking punched it, you could do monos. It used to ball his piss, but yeah.
Used to ball his piss.
I think everything I'd done fucking balled his piss, actually. It was all about it.
Oh, that's gold, mate. Well, that's pretty much working off my list for the week.
Oh, look, there's only one other thing that I've actually got. My missus said to me the other day, she said, I can tell what you're doing in the shed. I'm going, what do you mean? She said, when you bend down, it's, like, I actually make noises when I do a particular movement.
Oh, yes.
Do you do that?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So she said, that movement. Oh, yeah, dad's doing this. Dad's doing that. That noise is related to this. I'm going, I actually didn't think I fucking made these noises. But, yeah, I was at work today and fucking bent over to do something. They said, fuck, you're right. And I said,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Because you made noise.
Like, just fucking was bending over just to fucking, I can't really remember what it was, but. So everything I do now actually has a noise that's associated with that movement.
And obviously there's a painful noise, but there's also just using energy noise maybe, picking something up.
Yeah, it wasn't farting or anything.
I was going to say, is it out both ends?
Because that's a power lift, so when I fart and fucking lift shit up, that's a power lift. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, mate, nah.
Fantastic, mate. Well, I've got a motivational thing that you sent me, so I'm going to play that one.
Right out.
Here it is coming up.
There's a great Chinese expression, a great old proverb. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Mm. They're pretty wise, those Chinese guys. They know what they're talking about.
day.
I got the goosebumps.
Did you?
I've still got them. Look at them.
You sent me that a couple of weeks ago, and I've had
mate, how fucking tonight's fucking conversations.
Yes. Before the show, you mean?
Before the shows.
Yes.
Is all about that.
Yes. Yeah.
You could plan it 20 years ago. We're doing it now.
Yeah, but you can also
and we're doing
plan
it now. Yeah, yep, so
correct.
Plan it now.
Yeah, you got some tears coming through there, mate.
Yeah, it's
it's an emotional one for you tonight.
It's yeah, it means a lot. Like you fucking give it a go.
Correct.
100% fucking smash it out now.
Exactly. Like what he just
you
said.
You don't know. Tomorrow's not fucking granted.
Yep. Like, you could have planted a tree 20 years ago.
Yep.
You can also plant one today.
You can plant it now, and I've done it now.
Yep.
And it's fucking working.
Excellent.
And I'll tell you what, actually, on the back of that, Confucius.
Yes.
You know all the Confucius say.
Yeah, Confucius say.
Confucius say.
Yeah.
Do you reckon if he was around now, he'd be going, fucking, I fucking didn't say that shit. Fucking no way. No, I didn't say it. Some cunts made that up. I didn't say that. That's not me.
I never fucking said that.
Yeah. Man who walks through door with hard on fucking Bangkok.
Oh, I might have said that one.
Yeah. I don't reckon Confucius said that at all.
Yeah. Oh, that's gold. Yeah. Mates, before we go, I love my music. Today I actually forgot my AirPods today. Fuck, that sucked. It felt like I was naked.
Yeah.
Like I run AirPods all the time. I've spoken about this all the time. I always run AirPods, love them because I can just have my own little thing going on, not bothering anyone. And sometimes I'm listening to stuff that like other podcasts with a bit of swearing and whatnot. You can't have that playing up too loud. So in my ear, it's good to go. But today I left my freaking AirPods at home. But anyway, didn't have any music. But last night, driving the car again, this came on the radio. I'm just going to try and play it because it goes for 45 seconds. I might cut it short, but anyway, here we go. I swear this time we're through, but it's a lie when you call my name. Yeah, ooh, yeah, sounds so right, so right, so right. Deep down wishing you were mine. Deep down miss you all the time. Dream about what we could have been if we tried up. But deep down wishing you were mine, were mine. You got me so deep down, I wanna go deep down. You got me so, yeah, deep down, you got me. Yeah, I cut it off there.
Fuck, that even got me dancing.
Dude, seriously, like when things like that come on sporadically on the radio, and I might be in my head a little bit because we've got a lot going on with this, and I've got, you know, you got work,
I've got work, I've got everything going on.
That came on the radio and
it deletes everything, doesn't it?
Fuck.
It just fucking...
It was on like volume fucking 5 or something.
Yeah.
It went instantly to max.
Yep.
Everything gone out of my head.
Yep.
Smiling on my dialing.
Yep.
And just put me into the moment where I just went, fuck, I haven't heard that for a long time. And it was another moment of like just getting out of my fucking head.
Yep.
And just getting into the shed like we are tonight, you know. Like I fucking love it when those sorts of things happen to me during either a day or the week. And it happens sporadically. It just happens when I don't even least expect it.
When that song comes on, when that song comes on in the morning, sometimes I fucking turn around and go, fuck, I should just go home. I can have a better day there.
They've already got enough people at work. Puts me in such a good space when I hear things like that on the radio. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And I'm loving life at the moment. So it's all good. I just had to bring that one out.
But that is one of the sayings too, that you're not going to be able to fix anything in the past.
No, it's written.
That's already done.
That's written. Yep.
In the future.
It's not there yet.
We don't know.
No.
Now.
Yep.
Right now. Is where you're in control.
Correct, yep.
So, fucking live now.
Hey, Barney, I want to ask you a question on that.
Go for it.
Do you know what's happening tomorrow? You don't, do you?
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you're going to the races tomorrow.
Yep.
But it's not written.
No. It's not written.
Do you know what's happening tomorrow? Yeah, we know what's happening tomorrow.
So now is the fucking time.
But you could make anything happen tomorrow.
Yep.
What happened yesterday, you can't change.
No.
What happens tomorrow, it can be anything.
Yep.
So, fucking oath. Shout out to tomorrow. You know tomorrow never comes either. One of those sayings where you say, I'm going to start gym tomorrow. That fucks you in the head a little bit because it's like, I'm going to start gym tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually, I went to gym today too, just so you know.
Did you?
Yeah, this morning.
And you took your joggers?
I've remembered everything.
That's What sort of joggers are they?
Fuck. Just ones you go.
I bet to the Nikes.
No, they're not. Knicks. But shout out to Mick. I'm probably going to...
Actually, no, I had to get home and Google fucking TCs. I actually thought they were a brand of fucking shoes, but they're not the Nike TCs.
Yes, correct. Yeah. TC, it's a name. That's my nickname, TC. How random is that, eh? Random. Lads, Adlays.
I'll tell you what's a lot random. Is it random or is it meant to be? Meant to be.
It's meant to be.
Fuck, let's go. Let's stop fucking boring all these ball cunts out there.
Oh, mate. Happy Father's Day for yesterday to all the, cheers, all the fathers out there. And shout out to the ones that were working and couldn't be home for it. Shout out to the lads that could be as well. So, mate, it's been great catching up with you again tonight. We've got some pretty big stuff happening that we're going to leave.
Yep.
So I'm fucking stoked about that. But I am going to sign off because I'm fucking... Yeah. It's Friday night and I'm having great time. So I'm loving life. So I am out of here.
Actually,
ooh,
change the song. Change it back to that last one for the sign out.
Oh, for the you want the sign out one?
I
want
to fucking dance.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Jeez, you got me now. Righto, are you ready for it? Righto. Cool.
This is our new
we
sign
are
out.
Signing off today with a bit of Deep Down. Here we go.
Crank it up, too.
Oh, hang on, you didn't do your see is bye.
See is bye. And remember, no one's coming to save you. You're going to have to do this your fucking self.
Happy.
Stay at it. Oh.
All right. Fuck. I'm going. See ya.